Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhones, laptops, or computers. And don't forget to search WWGH. If you'd like to call into the station while we're on the air live, please call 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, don't be afraid to call in. 740-383-9944. Thank you, all of you who support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street here in Marion, Ohio. They have an ongoing announcement. They have free produce on Saturday, and this will take place December the 14th. Because it's every second Saturday, so you've already missed it for November. The next one will be held December the 14th. Same address, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. No appointment necessary. When you show up with your state ID or driver's license, be ready to give name of people in your family and the number. We also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with their real estate needs, with 25 years of experience working for you, and they are out of LaRue, Ohio. Thank you for all of you who do support A Voice of a People, even the names that I have not mentioned. I'd like to start today out with a thought for today, and this thought popped up on my phone today, and it's titled, How to Transform Negativity. Number one, do not absorb it. Don't be an emotional sponge. Number two, do not reflect it back. Okay, do not reflect it back. Otherwise, you begin a cycle of emotional exchanges which may last a long time. Number three, do the one thing which marks us as intelligent human beings. Transform it. I'm laughing because my guest is here and he was just going through some things. He said, something happens every time he comes this way. And it just popped up today on my phone, okay? So I thought I'd share it. I think, you know, that fits everybody. I'm just so real about this thing, about life. You know, and where we go. Now, let me introduce my guest to you today, H. Good. Many of you have heard of him before, and some of you, I am introducing him to you for the first time. He is the author of a book called Just Quit. It will make you feel better. Or not. Or not. He didn't put that on the book, but you have to think that way or not. It might not make you feel better, right? So how are you today, Jagood?
Miss Linda, I am doing fantastic, and I love that quote. It's always good to be here. I'm actually laughing because that quote, most of the time when I come and you have a quote, it's always good, and it just speaks to me. So we're doing well. My family is doing well.
Great.
We are preparing for Thanksgiving. We always live in an attitude of gratitude, but we love the holiday of Thanksgiving. So we're doing well. Things are going good in my business. And we just have challenges sometimes when we come here. And it, you know, I always have to check my attitude on the way here. And thankfully, I have some time when I'm coming to listen to some music that can, you know, uplift me, or even listen to a message that can just help me, you know, refocus my mind. But I love that quote about not taking on negativity. It can be a challenge.
It is a challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, every day it's like somebody may say something to you that's totally out of pocket.
That's right.
And you can receive it and it's not even true.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, then you're sharing it with other people.
Like that's right.
Says, that emotional thing. And it really spoke to me today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just amazed at God and how he can just, this is what they need to
do
to talk on.
Yes. Do you know, not taking that, not getting in your emotions, you know, when someone says something negative or even a situation that happens, I really believe it's a skill that we have to learn. Mm-hmm. Those are things that are not taught in school.
True.
And oftentimes aren't even taught at home. I wanted to share this with you on that subject matter. So what's interesting is I have an opportunity to, and I love doing it, I have an opportunity to work with an inner city or urban school in Columbus now a couple days a week, where I go in and I'm teaching, working with middle schoolers on this very subject of life skills. And it takes skills to not, when someone says something negative to you, when you feel, you know, as the kids say, some type of way, not to respond back or to internalize those things. So it's funny that as I'm teaching and working with these students, many of them come from, you know, backgrounds and home lives that are very unstable. I actually have to live out. What I've been learning is that as I'm teaching them certain skills, and we've been talking about emotions mm-hmm. the last month. And, you know, things that they can do, and providing them with tools on how they can not respond so quickly when they feel that, when they feel their emotions, you know, when they, and most of them say that they have a hard time, you know, having self-control. So that quote is so good. And it's something that like I said, it's a skill that has to be learned and taught. And I have an opportunity not just to teach the content to these students, but to also live it out before them, because it's like oftentimes things are happening where it's like, okay, I've got to be an example to these young people. And so I can't allow my emotions to get the best of me, even sure. though there are things that, you know, upset me. And that happens to everybody. Oh, so yeah. Good stuff, Miss Linda. Yeah. Love being here.
I'm glad you do love being here. I mean, it just popped up on the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay, that's good, mm-hmm. you know. Because I need it to, you know. And when you look at women, we're the majority of emotional creatures.
Go ahead, yes.
You know, we live by emotions
yes.
a lot.
Yes,
yes. But it's so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, you can take your emotions and you can be halfway around the world over something that's not even real or happy.
That's right. That's right.
But you packed up your bags and you're...
That's right.
Thank
and
God.
And so what's critical is what I've learned too with what you just said is, you know, your self-talk is critical, mm-hmm. you know, what you're saying to yourself, and then being able to discern and to divide when someone says something about you, you know, what is the truth?
Yes.
Or when you want to get in your emotions, what is the truth? And just trying to take a step back and not just think about what they said, but, you know, what is really the truth if someone says something about you or if a situation has happened? And, you know, like on the way here, we had something on our social media platform today that said something about, you know, when you face a problem or tell your problem, that it's gonna, I said something like smile real big at your problem, and no matter what, tell the problem I win. So even on the way here, in my car, I started laughing good. And smiling good. And speaking out those challenges that I'm having. And I'm saying, I win.
Right.
And I'm smiling real big. I know people are driving past me, looking at me like, what is this dude smiling at? So, but I'm doing that for me, you know.
Yeah, a private joke, right?
That's right. That's right.
Just look at me and say what you want to say. I'm good now.
That's
I'm
right. Good. That's right.
Yeah, I know. Sunday the pastor preached, as a man thinketh mm-hmm. continuously.
That's right.
So is he.
That's right.
He says sometimes it's not about what you're saying, it's what you have like taken inside.
That's you. Right.
You know, and this is what I see when I look in the mirror. This mm-hmm. is what I hear. Mm-hmm. I don't hear the positive things that are being mm-hmm. said about me. Mm-hmm. So I have to change my thinking.
Yes.
About me and how I am perceived.
Yes.
You know, and I need to learn how to perceive myself as a great human being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not perfect, but I'm great.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so powerful. Mm-hmm. The altar was full.
Nice.
Full.
Nice.
Because we all are listening to the negative.
That's right.
And we're telling ourselves
mm-hmm.
that we're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But we are good enough.
So here's what I started doing, Miss Linda. Well, I've been doing this for a few years, but I heard a mentor several years ago say that his voice was the only voice that he could trust. So he would always say things positively about himself. And what I learned when we were, you know, dealing with some challenging times, and even now when we deal with some, you know, challenges, it's important, that self-talk. And so what I did is I actually recorded myself making positive affirmations about H, about myself. And so I did this when I was on vacation, and I recorded it on my phone. And oftentimes what I'll do in the morning before I, you know, do my little routine is I will put those positive affirmations on, and it's my voice, and there's a little music in the background, and it actually charges me up.
I'm sure it does. I
speak about myself, who I believe I am as a man, as a father, as a business owner, as a husband, and it's pretty long. It lasts about 2 to 3 minutes, and
it's not really long, though.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's not that long. But it helps.
Yeah, and some people might say, you know, he just think he's the greatest. And, but it's some people don't understand. It takes all that.
That's right.
To get out into the world.
That's right.
Step out your door.
That's right.
You know, open your car door and get out and go to a building and face other people.
Yes. And I hope that as you and I are talking today, that if, you know, for the listeners, that they would get at least one nugget. I always tell people that I love this quote. It says, small hinges open big doors. So for the listeners today, if they can just get one thing that you just said, that quote that you just mentioned, that was amazing. And just understanding how important, like you said, that scripture, as a man thinks, so is he. So if I'm constantly meditating on the negative things that come across my mind, then that's how I'm going to perceive myself.
Yes.
But God says that you and I were both fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. So the things that I say about myself are in alignment with what God says about me.
Right.
So, you know, like you said, people may say, well, who does he think he is? Listen, what's funny is, when you're not doing good, people are dogging you. And then when you start to get some confidence, not in an arrogant way, but just understanding, you know what? I'm nobody without the Father, first of all, but without the Father. And so I'm just going to say what he says about me. Mm-hmm. And as I do that, you know, the people who really know this,
right,
my heart, mm-hmm, for those people that are listening, I was pointing to my heart, they're going to know that, you know, I'm not trying to be arrogant or cocky, but it is vital, my self-talk. It's vital on whether or not I succeed. It's vital if even coming here, having a good attitude, having that positive self-talk, saying those positive affirmations about myself, it helps me to continue to be able to deliver things and deposit things into other people, because I want to see other people also do some of these things that you and I are talking about. So it helps, that positive affirmation. And I also pulled up something recently on YouTube, because I don't always want to hear my voice.
Right.
And so there's a positive affirmations, or several that you can find on YouTube. But I started doing this one. It's like 5 hours long, and it is so powerful. It's talking about it. Actually, I took some of the things and actually added it to what I currently say about myself. But it says things like, I take action today towards my dreams. I am happy today. I don't wait for others to make me happy. I can face any problem that comes my way. I mean, it's amazing. And I actually have I know I'm dominating with
That's
what I'm saying, but we actually started incorporating this with our children as well. So every morning we have our children, we've come up with some things that they can say for themselves every morning. It's part of the routine. And I have them say things like, I'm made in God's image. I'm a leader. One of the things I have them say is that I am ready to be the next generation of Christian leadership, that I'm brilliant and my mind is sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I respect myself and others.
Right.
I am good at math and reading, because a couple of my children, one of them struggles a little bit in reading. So I have them declare that I am good in that area.
Right.
And so it's amazing. One of the things that the teachers say about my children, even when they're struggling in an area, is that they're confident. They are confident children. And so if you can be confident, no matter what problem comes your way,
true.
One of the things, like with my son, sometimes he struggles in the reading category.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good reader, but just comprehending. And so what's interesting, I won't go into all the detail, but they talked to us last year because they were wondering if maybe there was something going on with his ability to comprehend. And so God told me that I needed to start, that me as the father needed to start being consistent with having them say their daily affirmations, which are rooted in the Word of God. And do you know, last year, his reading comprehension improved. They had considered putting him in some certain classes. They're receiving certain testing. Didn't need to do that. And I really believe not only did we have them doing the positive affirmations, all three of my children, but of course, mom and dad were also involved in providing additional support at home with homework and going through certain tests. But it's amazing how he improved in that area. And I tell people about it. It wasn't me. It was just me being consistent with what I believe God told me to do. Those positive affirmations and that self-talk, it helps you to resist the negative things that enter into our mind. Yes. And that's how we can be. The scripture that you used was as a man thinketh.
Yes.
So I need to think on those things that are just, pure, lovely, just as the scripture says, right?
That's right.
And then I'm able, on a regular basis, and then I'm able to withstand some of those negative things. We all deal, as I shared, the last thing I'll say, we all deal with fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Brian Tracy, I was sharing this at a men's conference this past Saturday, that we all deal with the FUD demon, F-U-D. F equals fear, U equals uncertainty, and D equals doubt. And so, as a man thinketh, what am I meditating on? What am I saying about the situation? Am I meditating on the situation, or do I have something positive, scriptures or some kind of quote that I can meditate on and think on, so that that situation or even myself, I can begin to have a different perspective? So it's powerful. And I love the quote that you shared this afternoon.
Oh my, everything that you have said encourages me to, and as you spoke a few minutes ago, those of you who are listening, if you are struggling with negativity and how you see yourself, no matter who tells you you're the greatest, you're the most, it's what you think about yourself.
Come on now. That's right.
It's how you see yourself when you look in the mirror.
That's right.
How you get out to bed in the morning. When you put your clothes on.
That's right.
Do you see this beautiful person?
That's right.
You know? Or do you see the mask with the
frown? Yes.
The smile upside down like a frown. And,
yes.
Nobody likes me. Nobody wants me.
That's right.
All those things start with you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's so true. And the other thing, too, to your point, Miss Linda, is that it's also important, we've talked about this before on your program, that when you are feeling low, it's important to be around people or to have close friends that will speak life into you.
Yes.
You know, it is true that birds of a feather do fly together. And if you're going to be negative and just down and, you know, down on yourself, you know, misery does love company. And so it's important to be around people, to have friends who, you know, when you're saying, if you're saying something that's negative, that's toxic, to have people that are like, no, you need to stop saying that. Here's what I believe about you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I was sharing this with you, too, is that 2 weeks ago, I had an opportunity to go and speak at Columbus City Schools. And so those doors have been opening up for me to speak. And what we've been doing with this book, Just Quit, that you mentioned earlier, when people purchase a book or two or three or four, what it does is it helps me to be able to go into some of these schools and not necessarily have to ask for that school to pay me.
Right.
We just want to be able to go into these public schools and speak life. And so there was a young man there last week, a fifth grader. They have a mentoring program with fourth and fifth grade boys. Mm-hmm. About 90% of these young men don't have fathers in their lives. They come from extremely challenging backgrounds. One young man that I was speaking to, I sat down at a table with him actually was four of them, but there was one particular young man who thinks that his father is coming home after Christmas, this coming Christmas. And what they told us is that in order to give the young man hope, they keep telling him that, but his father is actually gone and to prison for life. And so yeah, it is. And so one of the young men was so brilliant, but just dealing with some anger issues. And even though I'm not able to see this particular young man every day, when I was talking to him one-on-one, I began to talk to him about, I asked him, I said, do you believe you're brilliant? And he's like, no. Fifth grader. And he used some language, some terms with us when he was describing his feelings that was amazing. So I knew that the young man had a good grasp of vocabulary. Okay. Fifth grader. Okay. And so towards the end, and I'm supposed to be going back to talk with these young men, but I had them make some affirmations, some positive affirmations about themselves. Right. And I said to them, just like you said earlier, I said, do you believe it though? I see this about you, that you're a leader and that you're ready to be the next generation of leadership at this elementary school. Mm-hmm. And I had him, you know, pronounce that. I said, but I need you to start believing it because I see great potential in you. Mm-hmm. But when you're fighting on the bus, and when you're allowing your emotions to dictate what you do, to control you, you're not going to live up to your full potential. No. And I'm going to speak to you now and tell you what I see in you, mm-hmm. because it may not ever happen again. No one ever may say anything like that to this young man. So I was just trying to affirm him, right. and trying to talk to him about his words and, you know, and hopefully I planted a seed. So anyway.
I'm sure you did. And the thing about planting seeds, we all know what that
yes.
is. Somebody else has to come.
That's right.
Put water on it.
That's right. Know? So true.
And God makes, he does
the increase. That's know? Right.
And when we talk about young men,
mm-hmm.
and they seem to be suffering the most because of no fathers in
come
home.
On.
A lot of them locked up in
mm-hmm.
prison.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a mentor. Remember Big Brothers?
Yes, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Yes.
When they had men that would walk along beside
mm-hmm. that's
these
right.
young men.
That's
and
right.
Help them.
Yes.
And when they got rid of that organization,
mm-hmm.
then the men disappeared
mm-hmm.
from the young men's
lives. I had when I was in first or second grade, my mother had a young man who was in college, and he spent some time with me. And so that organization, when you have men, and I don't know, I'm grateful for this young, I don't remember his name, but I remember him just having conversations with me and, you know, just throwing the football.
Right.
And he wasn't there a long time in my life, but I do remember it. And so, you know, many years ago after I graduated from college, I said, you know, how can I give back? Because the pain of not having your father in your life. Now, I'm not talking about men who may pass away, but I'm talking about men. Do we have a caller?
Caller, you're on the air?
Yeah, I can barely hear you when you're talking.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So he can't hear us really well.
Should be. That's about loud as I can get
it. At least we know people are listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller. Is that better? Maybe it was my mic down too far.
Okay.
Could have been that. Let me see. Hey, yeah.
Was your mic? Okay.
Right. You're loud and clear. Okay.
Yeah,
all
I'm speaking
right
into it.
Then.
All right, a little technical difficulty.
Yeah.
So, what were you saying?
I
forgot.
Know.
That was funny. Anyway, the power of our words. It's critical.
The power of words.
And being
Absolutely.
Able to withstand some of those thoughts, because you were talking earlier about the as a man thinketh.
Hey, amen. And I found myself on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying some garbage from being a child.
I get
it. You know,
it.
It's still going around in my head without you even realizing
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep, I get
and
it.
You know, it can hinder other relationships.
That's right.
You know, because you already got this big old barrier up there. Oh, you're not getting
That's right.
close to me, okay?
That's right.
I only let you come so far.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, wow, that has to change.
Mm-hmm.
you know? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, the altar was full of people. And I'm on page 29 of your book, and you said, looking back, I can tell you exactly what happened because of some of the things that you were going through. And this is right on the money.
That's right.
I was meditating on the lies of the enemy. My feelings were controlled by what my eyes were seeing.
Yes.
And that is what I thought on.
Mm-hmm.
As a man thinketh, so is he.
That's right.
I meditated on the mistakes I had made. Rather than seeking real answers, I focused on the problems. I did not know how to change my situation.
Yes.
Nor did I understand my responsibility in all of this. I certainly did not understand God's role in my life and in my business. I did not know where to find answers, and I was so worried about being judged by those around me.
Yes.
I felt lost.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important sentence I read, I certainly did not understand God's role in my life and in my business.
Mm-hmm.
And in your home, mm-hmm. with your wife and your children.
Mm-hmm.
We don't fully mm-hmm. understand it.
Yep.
God's role.
Mm-hmm.
Our creator, you
mm-hmm.
know. And we go by what other people have told us.
That's
and,
right.
You know, and what we think ourselves and think we're doing something and getting somewhere. We're
mm-hmm.
not getting anywhere.
That's right. And so, you know, that particular situation that was going on in my life, I was still going to church regularly. I was still giving and I was still faithful, but I did not completely understand the role. Like, what I, you know, should I try to make things happen or should I wait? Should I wait on God, as, you know, we hear people say? And so it was definitely a learning experience. And the other thing I'll say too is when I was going through that, I realized that there was some emotional, spiritual, and mental roadblocks or walls that had been erected in my mind. And so during that time, it was also critical that I get some emotional, mental, and spiritual healing. So, you know, it was a process. It was a difficult process, you know, because we lost a lot of material things. But through that process, I've been able to learn and understand my role, and it's so important too to meditate, you know, on those good things, on the scriptures, on what God says, thinking about, you know, this is what I always say to people: why do we always focus on the negative? We need to start focusing on the positive. We just did a goal setting workshop a couple weeks ago in Columbus, and most people don't look at their past successes and use that as a catalyst to move forward, just like I didn't. So in this situation that we're talking about, when we were getting ready to lose our home, all I could think of was the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was meditating on. And right. So in our strategic goal setting workshop, we were talking to people about making a chart and writing down a success, you know, several successes, and then talking about what you did
right.
to accomplish those things so that we can look at the positive things that we've been able to accomplish. And so that's what I've had to learn to do outside of going through the emotional, spiritual, and mental healing. Those are some practical steps that I have started, that I started making in my own life. Let's focus on the positive. What have I been
right.
able to accomplish?
Right.
Sometimes we look at how far we have to go instead of looking at how far we've actually come.
True.
And so we get discouraged because all we're doing is focusing on, you know, how far we have to go
right.
instead of celebrating the successes and how far we've come.
Right. You're right. You're right. And, you know, I think sometimes we get used to that emotional trauma.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
And, you know, we go forward and it doesn't work out, then we feel so bad. We
That's right.
cry or get mad or mm-hmm. something like that. And we're thinking, well, see, I knew it wasn't going to work anyway.
Yes.
So we've already built ourselves up for failure.
That's right.
You know, because we're not affirming ourselves.
That's right.
We're not encouraging ourselves to go forward. And we shrink back.
Yes.
Into that same position.
Yes. And I would say, yes, you're so right. And I would say that we live in a society that for people who do have some kind of success, whether it's in their business or whether they've, you know, made a certain amount of money or they've become a celebrity or, you know, just, you know, our society is not geared towards, you know, pulling you up out. Like the society, I would say, is not geared towards the positive. It's always geared towards the negative. And I think that's why when we take a step, when we go after what we want, and when it doesn't work out, our first response is, well, I knew it wouldn't work out, or, well, you know what I'm saying? And so yes, we get discouraged. Yes, but we don't tell that to a baby. When the baby is starting to learn how to walk,
get back up and try it
again. We tell them to get back up, to try again. Right. You know, but as an adult, and I understand the stakes are a little bit higher when we are going after our dreams, and we might, and most of the time you are going to fail the first or second time that you try. But just like a baby, we tell them to keep getting up, keep going, learn from your mistake, because that baby learns from their mistake. They learn. And so that's what we have to understand, that in this process, as you're pursuing your dreams, as you are just trying to live a life of health and no drama, you know, you may make mistakes from time to time. That's not your goal to make the mistake, but you get back.
They happen.
You get up and you try again.
And what is so surprising, how we can encourage that baby to keep going, and we can encourage ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
You know, or other people. You know, you got that. Mm-hmm. You just go ahead.
Yes.
You know, like I tell my daughters, you know, you can do anything.
That's
go
right.
And do it. And my older daughter said, Mom, you always encourage us to do our best, and we can just step in it and do it. And mm-hmm. they do.
That's right.
But look,
you've
at
told me.
I'm falling back sometimes, you know, because I'm carrying baggage.
I got you. Yeah.
You know, but I left that baggage on the altar.
That's
said,
good, Miss Linda. That's good.
Free. And free from
free is good
stuff,
amen
know? So I can move and,
yes.
and grow more
yes.
and more, you know. I said, I'm gonna live like Moses, at least 120.
Come on now. And you know, when you're free, you can help get others free.
Yes,
you've heard
yes.
this statement, hurt people, but guess what free people do?
They free people. Yes, they do.
Moses got free, and so he helped his people get free.
Yes, he did.
And the type of freedom I know you're talking about is spiritually and emotionally. I want to be healthy. So yes. when I talk to the youth, the young people at this middle school that I get to work with, I'm like, I want to be healthy.
Yes.
I don't want to be in toxic relationships. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be around people that don't accept me for who I am.
Right.
And so I talk to these young people about that as well.
Right.
And just speak life.
And you want to be exuberant. You want
yes.
that positivity to be exuberant.
Correct.
Flowing from you.
Correct.
To them, that they can feel it.
That's right.
They need to feel it.
That's right. And I think we're so image conscious too.
That too.
You know, when you're focused on just an image, then you're concerned about what people think about me, what
right,
people,
right.
you know. And so when you're positive, you know, I want to be the type of person that's so positive. People are like, man, what's wrong with that guy? You know what I mean?
Right. I want what he got.
Yes, I need that.
Yes.
And so when I tell the students and I tell when I'm doing speaking events, if I did not know how to keep myself motivated, if you can keep yourself motivated, you will never fail. What I mean by that is you may have setbacks, but as you learn how to keep yourself motivated, you know, failure is just a place on my way to achieving the dream or the goal. And so one of the ways that I'm able to, you know, when I'm speaking or even being on this radio program is I have to be feeding myself things that are nutrients, that things that feed my mind, things that feed my soul and even my spirit. Because if I'm negative, if I'm just focusing on all the negative, I'm not going to be able to help anybody.
No, because you're burnt out.
That's right. And I want to help folks.
Right. In the middle of what you're trying to do and accomplish, you are burnt out.
That's right. I want to add value to people.
Yes. And as you're doing that, you're adding it to yourself.
Yes. And I have to,
yes.
you know, I have to if I'm going to keep on keeping on. So anyway.
Because it's a long road.
That's right.
But it doesn't have to be a long, hard
road. Come on. Road. That's right.
You know, it shouldn't be like a burden.
Yes.
You know, it mm-hmm. should be light. You should feel light. And I'm just talking to myself.
Yes. Right? Yes, I hear you.
You know, because some things I think about, like, nah, I want to do that. I want to go there. But why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why mm-hmm. not? Why do I feel so burdensome about it? Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, no. I don't think so.
Right.
You know, they say live, right?
That's right.
Laugh.
Live, laugh.
And love.
And love. Yes.
That's what God created us
mm-hmm.
for. Be happy beings.
It's a great way to live by.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Live, laugh, and love. And like I told you on the way here and on social media today, we had a quote that said, you know, whatever problem you're facing, smile real big and tell that problem you win. So I had some problems that were in paper format that I could look at and say, I win.
Yes.
And
yes.
smile, you know. So, and it feels good. It yes. feels good. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I know I'm going to win because I'm a winner.
So good. How was the men's conference? You were going to have that or speak on?
Oh
that?
Yes,
yeah, so we've you were here.
Yes, we've done two since the last time. Yep. Okay. So we did one this past weekend. I'm going to give my friend a shout out at TGP, the Gathering Place in Marion. We did a men's conference there, and then we did one in Columbus. October 17th, 18th, and 19th, mm-hmm. and it was called Mannerisms.
Yeah, Mannerisms.
And that was a lot of fun. It was our first time partnering with this particular pastor, Charlie Davis. Pastor Charlie Davis, I don't know if you're listening, but I'm just going to give you a shout out at Newborn Ministries in Columbus, Ohio, off of Bryce Road. They're doing a great work over there. We had about 40 men show up on, I believe it was Thursday, Friday, about the same amount. And then Saturday, our numbers were down a little bit. You know, it's a challenge to get men to come out 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, while it'd be one thing if it was at a retreat where you're off site, but mm-hmm. to be, you know, in their hometown for 3 days. But it was really good. We had amazing worship. We had amazing panel discussions. The men were talking about, I mean, just things that really hit home. And Pastor Rowan was a part of that panel discussion, and he brought some really good insight and nuggets. And the food was good. The worship was good. We had a team of worshipers. Man, it was amazing, Miss Linda. On that Friday night, it was lit, man. We had white, black, red, yellow, and brown men, young, old. It was just really, really good. And we worshiped God. We heard some great messages. I feel like I spoke on the message that I spoke was called The Power of a Changed Mind. And it was just really rich, really rich, as well as the one this past Saturday right here in Marion, Ohio. Just I love when I can be a part of a men's conference, whether I'm speaking or just there, and being around other men where we are getting empowered, where we're being equipped to win in life, and where we can celebrate masculinity, which I believe there's a war on that right now. I'm talking about positive masculinity. And so it was good. Thanks for asking. And we impacted men's lives. You know, we've received several testimonials.
True.
Even this past weekend, there was a young man that I knew from a few years ago, and he received prayer this past weekend, and he lives right here in Marion, and he gave a powerful testimony about receiving, he received some ministry, and he was battling coming to the men's conference, but he was glad that he came. It was a great atmosphere, uplifting. Just, again, this past weekend, you had white, black, old, young, you know, I'm not old, but it was just really good. And that this young man, this one particular man, was just impacted tremendously by coming.
Good.
And so he was open. I believe he was open to receive because some of the things that are going on in his personal life right now isn't quite working out. And so what a great time to come to a men's conference and just receive some encouraging words. And also, like I said, he was ministered to, and that really blessed them. So thanks for asking, Miss Linda.
Man, I'm glad that went over well. I didn't have any doubt that it would.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, getting those men out there.
Yeah.
And as you were speaking, I thought about how the enemy attacked Adam.
That's right. That's right.
He wants to keep the man down.
That's right.
You know, and it's a spiritual battle.
That's right.
It's spiritual warfare.
That's right.
You know, because he didn't know how to come to Adam, you know, because he knew God had given Adam the commandment. Adam may not have given in to what he was trying to get Eve to do.
Right.
So he went through her, the weaker vessel.
Yep.
You know, not saying we're weak, but God said we are the weaker vessel.
Right. Well, he had given Adam, I read something this morning, he had given Adam the keys to the garden, and it was actually Adam's responsibility to manage the garden. And so, you know, Adam is the one that allowed the enemy in the garden.
Oh, wow.
Adam was allowed. He allowed it. So going back to our own homes, when we have certain things going on, you know, whoever is the authority figure in that home, they have the responsibility to say, no, this is not happening in my house. So, you know, for me, God has given me, I mean, my wife and I lead together, but he's given me the responsibility of leading my children, teaching my children, you know, what the word of God says and what their authority is.
Right.
And so when I see something that enters into our house that is not good, yes, I have to have the eyes, the spiritual eyes and the discernment to say, no, not here, not in this home, not under my watch. Not while I am, you know, the covering here. And so it was Adam who allowed that enemy in.
That's powerful.
Isn't that?
Yes.
He allowed it. So anyway.
I love that.
Yes, it was a different perspective. I've never heard that before. They always talk about, well, you know, the enemy came
blame
in.
Us.
Correct.
Us women.
Yep. Right. Yep. But it was Adam's responsibility. He was placed there first. God spoke to him first about what he was to do with that that garden.
Yes, yes.
So whoever he, whether he's speaking to you about what you need to do or whether he's speaking to me, when he speaks to you and gives you an instruction, you're the one that takes that has the responsibility to act out what God said.
Woo.
So
you're putting a lot of people under heat. Anybody need a fan?
That's funny.
Some cold ice water. It's true, though.
Huh, yes.
When he tells you something, he expects you to do it.
That's right.
And if you don't, you pay for it.
There's a consequence.
Yes.
Now, thank God, God gives us another chance, and he'll continue to give us chance after chance after chance.
Mm.
But why go, you know, why go that down that road where you got to have chance after chance after chance? Why not learn to do what God is asking you to do?
Is that really you, God, talking to
me? Yeah.
Or is that me? Am I making these thoughts up? Well, maybe I heard somebody else say that. God don't talk to people. Have you ever heard someone tell you that?
Oh, yeah.
God don't talk to people. You have lost your mind, right? You're loony. No, we're not loony.
Yep, I've heard all that, yes.
Yeah,
or people say they can't see God, but yet they believe in the wind. They say they can't. They don't believe in God because they can't see God, but yet they believe in the wind. We can't see the wind, but we feel the wind.
Yes.
We can't see our brain.
Right.
But it's there, at least for some of us.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
So just because you can't see God with your natural eyes does not mean he's there.
Amen.
So yes, I've been told this. I thought people were crazy who said God speaks.
Did you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But anything that you're not familiar with, you're going to put down until you investigate yourself.
Right.
And so I always challenge people, investigate for yourself.
So you hear that voice, right?
That's right.
Then you'd be like, Paul, is that you, Lord?
Yes. Yes. Come on now. Yes.
Is that you?
Yes.
He didn't ask anybody else, did he? He knew.
That's right.
He knew that voice.
That's right. And this was a man who was murdering people.
Yes.
So, yes.
He knew. I'm getting excited.
It's good today.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully someone's encouraged who's listening.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. Because all this is rich. It's really rich.
Yes.
And it's much needed. And as I was saying on my show yesterday, we want to give our children everything. Let's give him Christ.
Yes.
Let's give them Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Give them the latest phone.
Come on.
The latest game on it. Not the Atari, but what they call it now. The
You got Xbox.
Xbox and all those. Mm-hmm. You know, line them up for Christmas. What do you want?
Right.
You know what I have for you? I have Jesus for
you.
I'm getting all of your Bibles.
Yes.
With your names engraved.
That's good.
You know, we're going to start discovering who the Lord is.
That'll go farther than a video game. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with video games. My kids have a couple.
But they have their place.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be 24/7 almost.
That's
they
right.
They don't even go to bed at night.
That's right.
They wait until you settle down. Then they
that's right.
Under the covers and play
that's
the
right.
games.
Boundaries with it. Yes. Yes.
And I was talking about how all these shootings are going on.
Yeah.
People abducting children.
Mm-hmm.
We have to offer people Christ.
That's right.
We have to.
That's right.
You know, because it's out of control.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Everything is just like, come on, people.
And it's the simple things. You know, for me, I can see that there's also a breakdown in our family structure in the United States. And, you know, the simple things of, you know, what I do is when I go home this evening, I do the simple things. You know, we sit down and we eat as a family.
Yes.
And we talk every night. How did things go in school today? And we give our children an opportunity to talk about those things.
Good.
You know, so it's those simple things like sitting down and eating together as a family. Those kinds of things go a long way.
Yes.
But, you know, we have my wife and I, we have a vision for our family. We want to be healthy as a married couple.
Yes.
And then we want children who are healthy.
Right. Absolutely.
And so we understand that part of that is having some of these routines and sitting down and eating. Mm-hmm. And I'm committed to it.
You have to be. I mean, this is your legacy. Your
Come on.
Your legacy.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and you want to leave them the best that you can.
That's right.
You know, so that's going to take you, your wife, and God.
That's right.
The word of the Lord, you know, and the stability or the, you know, to be there with them.
Yes.
Like you say, to sit, you know, back in the day when mother fixed dinner, you sat at that table.
You sat down at the table. That's right.
Mom and dad at the head and those children were there, you know, so we had that closeness.
Yep.
You know, but somebody in the other room, you know, doing their work or on their computer, laptop, the children at the table, you know, your wife's off doing something else.
Yes.
That's not togetherness. But I do thank God for you.
I thank God for you too, Miss Linda. I appreciate that.
And the work that you're doing in the
thank
community
you.
Here in Columbus
thank
and
you.
Other places. I thank God for how he has encouraged you to keep up the fight. And,
yes.
And because the battle is real.
It is real.
It is real. And I thank him for equipping you to help these Amen. Young men. And the many men that are helping young men to stand up.
Yes. I'm just one of the, you know, few.
One of many.
There's many organizations that are out there in Columbus that are trying to help. But what I'm looking for is I'm also recruiting men who are making a contribution in our community and who want to give back. So I know we're getting ready to wrap up.
We sure are. We're out of time.
It's been good.
Thank God for you that you made it. And hopefully, I know someone was touched by this conversation.
Yes.
I know somebody's heart was touched and maybe changed.
Yes. Amen.
Because change is possible and change is real. Thank you, H. Good, for coming and spending time with us today. And thank you to all of you who have been listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, you know, fast food have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At La Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam